Guess who wants to put 1 million people to work every year? And they're already halfway to that goal. I'm Garland McWaters, and welcome to The Spirit of Leading. In 2015, Express Employment Professionals put 500,002 people to work. And I have with me on this episode of The Spirit of Leading, Jennifer Anderson, who had a front row seat in that exciting record. Jennifer is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Express Employment Professionals and my guest on this episode of The Spirit of Leading. Jennifer, thanks for joining us for this episode.
Thanks for having me today.
I'm real excited about this. I've been aware of Express Professionals for many, many years. Actually, I guess from about the day it first was announced that it was starting in business in back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And just saw it kind of growing and growing and growing over the years. And now to see that it's achieved really stature internationally as one of the leading employment services in the world.
That's correct. We're very excited about the growth and positive things that are happening with Express in Oklahoma as well as around the world.
As well as around the world with franchises just literally all over the world. Well, no, Robert Funk Sr. is the co-founder. That was back in, 1983. And at that time, I recall that he said he wanted to do something different in staffing. He wanted to approach this business differently. As I reflect on that, that's quite a transformational mindset. And I'm wondering what was so transformational about his approach and how has he pulled that off?
You know, knowing Bob Funk, you know, he's really also a minister. Mm-hmm. And he really takes that to heart in this business and applies it to Express Employment Professionals. And in doing that, he really understands that when a job seeker comes to us, they're coming to us for counsel and help with their career path. It's not just about, okay, we've got a client that has an order for a person and then sending them out. And what was really important is a lot of people will come to us in a really extreme time of need. They may be without a job, or they're trying to transition from a job that they're just not happy doing. And it was important to Bob to change the industry's thoughts about that and not charge a fee to applicants. And making that change within the industry was extremely important and innovative. And to this day, the majority of staffing companies don't charge a fee to the applicant. Fees for our services are paid by the client companies who place orders with us. So if you're a job seeker, you'll never pay a fee when you come to Express.
Well, work is so important to people too, isn't it? And that's one thing that impresses me about the temporary companies or the staffing agencies, staffing companies, that they realize how important and how good a person feels when they go to a job and when they get a paycheck. And that must be very rewarding to see that happen so many times.
Yes, it is extremely rewarding to see a person get a job to start with. It can really change a person's life to get a job, and especially get a job that is something that they really feel passionate about, something that they really want to do with their life. And we really seek to understand what the client needs and what their culture is like in their business. And then we seek to understand what that job seeker is looking for. What kind of a future do they want? What kinds of things interest them? And what company would feel right to them? They want to be in a culture that matches their values, and the company wants someone that matches their value. So if we don't get that right, we're not going to have very happy job seekers, and we're not going to have very happy clients. So it's really important to us to take the time in the relationship building process on both sides to get those two things in sync.
Right. That's so very, very important. And I know in my own profession as a trainer, I get to go out in business industry a lot. And I can't tell you how many people I come across who just really don't like going to work every day because they're not matched for their work environment and so place and so forth. So it really is important that people not only feel good about where they work and what they do, because it makes them feel good about themselves.
It's interesting that you say that, because really more than 75% of people that are working today want to make a job change. Mm-hmm. And they're really kind of disengaged in their work. They've chosen a place or something that they really don't want to be doing. And so sometimes our counsel to them is that, you know, we've got to find the right culture for them. If they've just taken a job just to take a job, they're probably not going to be happy there very long. But if they're taking that job because they feel, well, I can get on board with this company and purpose, and I feel connected to the things this company is doing, I like the people here, then they'll probably hang around for a while. They'll stay in that job.
Yes, they will. And that alignment is so very, very important in any workplace, that people feel really connected to what they're doing, especially our young people today. You know, they really want to feel like it's a fit for them, that mm-hmm. they're doing something that's meaningful to them. And I was interested in your company because I recently, or in the last few years, have come across this idea of what they call the gig economy now. The gig economy is people who sort of choose to sort of go from job to job because they like the flexibility and they like to work for a while and do something else and work for a while. And how does that play in your approach to staffing? Do you come from across people who just are looking for that kind of experience?
Absolutely. Although I don't know that we've always been traditionally thought of in that way, but today young people do want to move from one job to the other, and we see a real tie between that and temporary assignments. A temporary assignment is a very flexible way to work. You can literally work for a company for 6 weeks or 6 months, depending on the assignment, and enjoy that project or that job for a while, and then there will be something else to send you to the next time. So while you're not an independent contractor, when you work for Express, you're an employee mm-hmm. of Express Employment Professionals. It works very much the same way. And we do have a professional contract division so that for IT professionals, accounting professionals, they can find work through Express on a contract basis, but they are an employee and are entitled to all the benefits of being an Express associate.
Well, it sure takes the pressure off them having to go out and find their own job sometime or find their own gig.
Right.
Well, that's fascinating, and I think over the years you've probably seen some changes in the workforce itself, I would expect. What kind of shifts have you seen in the kind of workers that we're getting?
Well, that's very interesting. We are very much and primarily a light industrial provider, so we do a lot of manufacturing positions. And I would say to young people that are considering a job today that jobs in the industrial side of our industry are still great jobs. They are highly technical jobs today. They're not just moving boxes from a warehouse into a truck or something like that. It is. It could possibly be they're running a robot that does something like that. Right. Or they might be a CNC operator, which is a computer-generated piece of equipment that requires a highly technical skill. So there are many very interesting jobs in that sector. And what we notice is that it's important today to look at the demand for what jobs are available, what jobs are in high demand. It's highly skilled positions. And when we say highly skilled, it's not necessarily college graduates. While some of the positions require that, there's more interest from employers on learning specific skills, and you can get great skills going to Career Tech. We have a wonderful Career Tech system in Oklahoma, and if you're looking to expand your skills, maybe you already have a college degree, you'd like to add something special to that, our Career Tech system is phenomenal for that. Or the other way around, if you haven't gone to college, you're not quite ready to decide what you want to do because that's very expensive today to enter college, maybe try Career Tech first, see what you really like, see what you're interested in, get a good skill behind you, and you can work and go to college at the same time. So there's a lot of different options available out there.
And that's good to know, too, because young people sometimes when they finish high school, for example, they might just be like a deer in the headlights kind of thing. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I haven't really thought about that much. You know, I'm through having fun in high school, and maybe college is not. They go to college, and after a year, they've decided, well, I still don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll get a job somewhere. And I can see how they could be very lost. you know, at that time trying to find out what's next for them.
Yeah, one thing we have available for free to job seekers, if you go to our website to expresspros.com/jobgenius, go to that section of our website. We have a wonderful video series out there that it talks about the job forecast, what jobs are readily available today, and what kind of training is required to get those jobs, how to interview, how to write a resume, all the things that you need to start your career path or help you along the way. If you're already working and you're looking to enhance your skills or move up in the organization, there's all kinds of information in that series to help you with that. And it's free of charge. All you have to do is fill out a little form, give us your name so that we can send you updates about that. But we won't email you every day.
I know when I came out of high school, which was quite some many years ago, I mean, I literally was clueless about what I was going to do. And I remember taking an interest survey in maybe my junior year, I'm not sure. Our counselor gave them to us. And when my answers came back, I think my choices were a chorus line dancer and something else. It was kind of like, what? I didn't know those were jobs. And it was not really much help at all at that time. And fortunately, I kind of found my way a little bit later. But I know it can be very confusing. And I certainly appreciate what you said about the industrial sector, because having gone out and work, I work a lot in the industrial sector, and there are so many very well-paid jobs in the industrial sector that a lot of young people just don't really consider that, because they misunderstand what's really going on out there. So I really appreciate that you directed them that way.
Yeah, that's true. We serve small to medium-sized businesses, and that's companies who have 100 employees or less, and 98% of the companies out there are in that size. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times we get so focused on going to work for the big companies, the ones you hear about with big brands, and which those are wonderful, great companies with great benefits. But there's a ton of companies available out there that have great working environments and probably more flexibility than some of the bigger companies. Because mm-hmm. when you're in a smaller organization, there's a little more flexibility to have the schedule that you're looking for. So never discount a small company as not an option for you. And you can gain some great experience because you'll work in a lot of different capacities mm-hmm. for that company versus maybe getting slotted into just one specific job in a large organization.
And those companies are literally all over the state, you know, of Oklahoma and other states as well. And particularly if someone wants to live in a smaller community and not mm-hmm. really live in a large, you know, industrialized kind of setting, mm-hmm. Maybe that would be a way to consider looking at other communities as well. Mm-hmm. And I know you all have presence in many of those communities as well.
We do. We have 30 offices throughout the state of Oklahoma. So we are in a lot of the smaller markets here, along with Tulsa and Oklahoma City. And so it's important to consider all of those job opportunities. And if you like a more rural lifestyle versus the city lifestyle, then we have wonderful jobs available in all parts of the state of Oklahoma.
That might be something to consider, because I know a lot of people really like that more laid-back kind of mm-hmm. community to live in, and they don't know where the jobs are, mm-hmm. and it's just hard to go look, you know, so perhaps mm-hmm. that's something they might find through your service.
You know, if we don't have a job for them, we'll try our best to point them in the right direction too and give them other resources and options. So we don't mind saying, hey, you might want to try our competitor out. They don't sign up with just one service, because we all work very hard with our customers to help provide jobs for people. We're more on a mission to get 1 million people to work annually.
I wanted to come back to that too, because when I saw that, I thought, boy, that's a big audacious goal. And from what I know of Mr. Funk, that's certainly part of his nature, is to set those kind of goals. And so how are you going to accomplish that? You're halfway there now.
Well, that's a very good question. We are fully franchised, so all of our offices are independently owned by, it's a co-ownership relationship, if you will. And Bob Funk says when franchising is the best mix to him because you've got skin in the game if you own that business in that town and you're invested in that community. So that's one way we feel like that we may have a leg up on some of our competitors, is that we're very invested in the community and helping people find jobs. But Bob's like a lot of CEOs. He has big goals, and he has three big goals. One is putting 1 million people to work annually. The other is to get to $4 billion in sales, and the other is to get 900 franchises, and we're at 767 franchises. And it's funny how all of those things kind of go together. All three of those goals would be met basically around the same time. But what gets us out of bed in the morning is helping people get to work. That's at the heart and soul of the organization. It's very much a part of the fabric of the company to focus on helping people find what's good for them in their life. And when somebody finds a job, it gives them more hope. They have hope for the future. They have hope of independence because they can provide for themselves. Work is a wonderful thing for a person's life if they choose to accept that and work hard and invest to do their best in life.
I really appreciate that description of work, because I've always felt that work was really a creative effort. The word work gets a bad rap because maybe the way we've sort of enculturated that word, and you know, we say finish your work before you go out and play, or you got to get your work done first before you go do other kinds of things to have fun or enjoy yourself. But a lot of people would say that their work is their play. And I've always believed that when you really get down to what work is, it is a creative manifestation of who you are. And so I can really identify with your philosophy of helping people find themselves in their work that way.
I love what I do. I could sleep here.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to make sure we have that in the program.
Okay.
Because that's really a great way to say that. And I know that you've been with the company for many years. And I want to talk about your own career path. So kind of go back to the early days. And I know along the way you had your own business for a while, and as an event planning business. So if you wouldn't mind, take a minute or so and kind of track us through how you evolved over those years to be kind of where you are now in this role.
Yes. You know, in the early part of my career, I was working in the newspaper industry. And I was living out of state and wanted to move back to Oklahoma because I loved Oklahoma. My family was here. And so I ended up meeting an express recruiter. And they said, hey, if you ever move back to Oklahoma, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you find work. So about 6 months after meeting that person, I did move back to Oklahoma and just decided, you know, it's going to be hard to find a job first. I'm just going to quit my job where I am, and I'm going to move back to Oklahoma. Met with the recruiter and wanted to transition into pharmaceutical sales. I thought, well, that would be a nice transition from my sales job at the newspaper. And as it turns out, she said, well, would you like to work on temporary assignment at our international headquarters as an administrative assistant? And I said, sure, I've never done that before, but you know, I'm willing to do that while I'm interviewing for pharmaceutical positions. So I ended up doing that, went out on several interviews for pharmaceutical reps, and really decided I liked it here. And the vice president of the department said, how would you like to just stay here? And I said, you know, I think I would love to stay here. And I see a lot of growth potential in the company. The company only had 200 franchises at the time. So it was really growing very fast. And I felt the momentum of the company and loved the culture. The people were warm and friendly and caring, compassionate people. And I thought, this is a good place for me. And I had to take about a $10,000 cut in pay to do that. But I can tell you it was well worth it, because I spent the next, 8 years in 5 different positions in the department, ultimately getting to a director level. It took about 8 years and about 5 different positions. So I would say about every, 1.5 to 2 years, I was moving up and doing something new here at the company. And then I kind of got the itch to start a business, and my father was an entrepreneur, and I had really excelled at doing event planning for Express. And I talked to Bob Funk about opening an event business, and he wasn't really thinking that he wanted to own another business at the time, but he was willing to let me give that a try while I was still working for Express to take on some clients. And I did that, and I really loved it. And he supported me and said, you know, if you feel like that's what you want to do and you want to try it, then you should go do that. And so I did, and I had a wonderful experience owning a business and building that. And but what I would say to young people who are interested in owning a business, that you're alone when you first start, so all of the work is on your shoulders. You just don't hire a bunch of people the day you open your doors. It takes time to build enough business, and you have to do a lot of it yourself. And then when you do decide to add people, it changes the dynamics for you. So you have to have a strong vision and values that everyone will know about and can relate to. Otherwise, it's not going to go the right direction. They've got to be on board with where you want to go. And then you got to never give up. You have to be doing this because you're very passionate about what you're doing, versus just doing it to run away from something. You need to be very passionate about that business, whether you're a freelancer or whether you're actually trying to grow a business.
Did you learn some lessons about yourself during that time, that qualities or things about temperament or skills that you realize, oh, I got to develop that, or I didn't know I had that, and you found yourself sort of growing as the business grew?
Yes, I felt like I had learned a lot from Express because we're in the franchised business, so I had observed a lot here about what new business ownership is like. But once you get into it, you really begin to feel where the gaps are in your skills as a leader and visionary. So I was retooling a lot during the business once I would realize that I needed to adjust something. Then adjusting things in a business takes a lot of time. You don't just say, oh, I went to this new seminar and I learned a bunch of stuff, and hey, we're going to do things differently around here, and all of a sudden everybody's going to be on board with that. So I think it was their realization that you've got to focus on one or two things at a time, and then and work to improve the business doing that. And you can burn through a couple of employees before you realize that, oh, yeah, I get this now. I know how to do this. Event planning business was a phenomenal experience. I had wonderful clients that stayed with me for the entire time that I had my business, and it was primarily focused on planning conventions, and that is a very stressful job. It's a stressful business to be in, but very rewarding as well. And I saw Bob Funk at an event that I had planned on his behalf, and he said, hey, how would you like to come back to work at Express headquarters? And I said, wow, that would be a big change from what I'm doing right now. I'm contracted for the next 3 years with several companies to plan their conferences. That would be really interesting to try to do that. And so he made it easy for me. He bought my business from me and allowed me to integrate that business into the marketing and communications department here at Express headquarters. So I got the best of both worlds for a while. And I will say that was quite a plateful to run a business and come back and also oversee the marketing and communications department here. But it was fun. It was enjoyable. And we did eventually close that business.
Kind of reflecting back on those a little bit, I'm wondering, what do you see that you've learned that you would reflect back to young people today about skills and things that would help make them successful as they're kind of moving and finding their own way, you know, in this new business world?
To take every opportunity they get very seriously and invest in that opportunity, no matter how small it is. Doing things well and doing things with excellence. You don't have to seek perfection, but doing things with excellence is really important no matter what you're looking for. And my key example would be is I accepted an administrative position in the department. And you get two things that are very valuable when you're willing to accept something like that. It's not a step down. It is a step in the right direction. One, I was working with the head of the department closely all the time. So I was able to demonstrate skills that I had to that person every single day. And the second thing is you're working closely to the person that knows everything and everybody in the department. So you get to know all of the positions within the department because of the work that you're doing as an administrative professional. And I would also tell everyone that half of the department, I have 27 people in my department, so probably not half now, but at least 10 of the people in the department started as an administrative assistant and have moved up in our department. It is a wonderful way to gain experience. And I did that on an evaluation hire assignment. And that's something that Express offers, is a chance to try the job, see if you like it, and the clients are also willing to hire people on an evaluation hire basis. The job seeker's checking it out to make sure it's the right company for them, and the employer is making sure you're the right fit for them. That is a wonderful way to start a job because everybody's going in with their eyes wide open and knowing that they're evaluating each other to make sure that this is the right fit for everybody. And the rest is history. I mean, I've been with the company now for 28 years combined with the 8 I was gone.
Yeah. Well, now, and along the way, you've had a chance to work very closely with Bob Funk as well. And obviously, he's been a little bit of a mentor to you, it seems. Mm-hmm. What have you learned from him specifically that you think really came into your own skill mix or the way that you have chosen to lead your own department and develop your own self professionally?
He's a great visionary. He never gives up. If he feels strongly about something and that something can be a success, he is not going to give up. He is unwavering on his values. He explains those values to every person that comes to work for Express Headquarters. He interviews every person that goes to work for Express Headquarters and interviews every person that works in his local offices. And it's very, very important to him to maintain the culture of the company. And for example, we are a professional organization. We wear suits every day, and he is unwavering on that. We wear suits every day.
This might be the first place I've come where I've got on a sports coat and a shirt and I'm underdressed.
Well, it's an important aspect of our company. We have franchise prospects that come here twice a week, usually on Thursdays and Fridays. And one of the most impressive things to them is the professionalism. And we feel like that our dress code speaks to that and supports the overall impression that we want to make. You only have one chance to make a good impression or a first impression. And we want our first impression to be that we are a professional organization. If all they do is see us across the room, they know that we're a professional group.
Well, that was good advice when I was young, and it's still good advice. So
it is.
I appreciate that. Well, and I guess in closing, one final question, and you've been in the Oklahoma job market for a long time and have seen Oklahoma transition and grow as well. Do you have any thoughts on what you see the future of Oklahoma is in terms of the job market and providing a good qualified job market for companies that may want to come in here and grow?
Mm-hmm. I think Oklahoma is positioned very well for jobs in the future. Oklahomans are the worst about underselling themselves. Oklahomans have a strong work ethic. That's why Bob Funk located Express Employment Professionals headquarters here in the state of Oklahoma, because he feels like Oklahomans are good people. They have a strong work ethic. They have strong values. And he feels like that if Oklahomans believe in themselves, then those opportunities and those new businesses will want to come here because we're proud of our state and we're proud of what we offer here in the state of Oklahoma. And I can say I lived other places. I've traveled all over this country. We have something different here, and we need to be very proud of the opportunities that we have. I would say that focus on education is very important to Bob Funk. It's very important to many of the people here at Express. And we feel like that education reform, whatever way that may need to be, is extremely important. We need to be very focused on what business demands and make sure that our youth are being educated properly to fill the positions that are available here, and that we're keeping up with the trends in business so that our young people have a wonderful opportunity the way that we have. We want young people to stay in our state and enjoy working here and enjoy raising their families in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, Oklahoma's very lucky to have Express here. So my congratulations for a job well done.
Well, thank you so much. We're happy to still be here after 30 years.
And I'm pretty sure that you're going to be here for a long, long time. Well, I want to thank you, Jennifer, so much for taking your time to talk about your experience and the company itself. It certainly is a very positive story and one we can all be uplifted by and enjoy hearing. And so, again, thank you so much for taking your time to be with me today.
Thank you so much.
That's Jennifer Anderson, and she's the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Express Employment Professionals, my guest on this episode of The Spirit of Leading. Well, that's it for this episode of The Spirit of Leading, and thanks for listening. I encourage you to recognize and appreciate anyone who demonstrates that spirit of leading at work and in the community, and be watching for the next installment of The Spirit of Leading. Until then, I urge you to encourage the spirit, to enliven the heart, to enlighten the mind, and to enlarge the expectations of living in yourself and in others. Live each and every day empowered. I'm Garland McWaters.